Welcome to Digital Marketing Today, your go-to source for the latest online strategies and groundbreaking innovations. On this Thursday, April 18th, 2024, we're delving into the ever-changing realm of SEO, the forefront of electronic direct mail, and the dynamic digital advertising landscape that spans Google, Meta, and more. In the realm of digital marketing today, the issue of data privacy is taking center stage, with profound implications for the industry. Take Maine, for example, where legislative efforts could revolutionize digital marketing practices within the state. Let's explore the intricacies of the proposed Maine Data Privacy and Protection Act. This isn't just any piece of legislation. It's designed to set stringent personal data protection benchmarks, which include restrictions on the types of digital information that companies can gather, process, and store. At first glance, this seems like a significant victory for consumer privacy, potentially establishing a new benchmark within the United States. Yet, there's another side to consider. From the perspective of digital marketing, industry leaders and business coalitions are raising concerns. Their worry? That these new rules could effectively sideline Maine's businesses from the global digital market. Should these regulations be enacted, digital targeted marketing, a lifeline for many small enterprises, could encounter substantial hurdles. Let's delve deeper into this. Digital targeted advertising is a cornerstone of the marketing strategy for businesses of all sizes. It enables companies to engage specific demographics with tailored messages. This precision in advertising not only improves customer experiences by providing relevant content, but also bolsters business success by reaching the intended audience efficiently. Voices from the Portland Regional Chamber of Commerce and the Maine State Chamber of Commerce have warned that the bill's strict measures could put Maine businesses at a competitive disadvantage by limiting their targeted advertising capabilities. Consider a local business trying to advertise on platforms like Google or Meta. If this bill passes, their ability to customize ads for their target market could be drastically limited. For marketing professionals, this serves as a clarion call. The proposed bill would necessitate a significant shift in how businesses handle data. To comply, companies might need to revamp their systems and methods for collecting and utilizing customer data. Striking a balance between safeguarding individual privacy and fostering a thriving digital business environment is essential. Take, for instance, Luke's Lobster, a company that relies on building brand recognition through targeted digital marketing campaigns. May and Dillon, VP of Marketing at Luke's Lobster, notes that roughly 55% of their monthly customer base consists of newcomers, largely thanks to precise digital advertising. With the new bill, the tactics contributing to their growth could be off limits, prompting critical questions about the future of marketing freedom and innovation. Beth Greenlaw, president of Seabags, adds another layer to the conversation. She emphasizes the importance of reaching customers nationwide, showcasing Maine's unique products to a broader audience via targeted digital campaigns. Consider Seabags' collaboration with the NFL. The ability to digitally target specific team fans is vital for optimizing their marketing spend. The bill's restrictions could potentially disrupt their finely tuned digital strategies. This evolving story presents a looming conflict between the need for privacy and the effectiveness of digital advertising in propelling business growth. The decisions made by the Maine legislature could have far-reaching effects on the marketing industry, possibly prompting a reevaluation of how businesses use personal data in digital advertising. As both marketers and consumers, we must understand that this isn't just a local matter. It's setting a precedent that could reshape the digital marketing landscape not just in Maine, but across the United States. The developments in Maine might ignite a national dialogue on privacy and marketing, influencing other states and possibly federal policy. While privacy is paramount, so is the capacity for businesses to engage with customers in meaningful and effective ways. The ultimate question is, can we safeguard consumer data privacy without compromising the innovation and effectiveness that targeted digital advertising offers? This is a critical area to monitor, as it promises to influence the future of digital marketing strategies and innovation. Thank you for joining today's exploration of the latest digital marketing trends and innovations. I'm Allison Harris, and as we conclude this Thursday's edition of Digital Marketing Today, be sure to tune in tomorrow for more insights to round off your week with the strategies you need to stay at the forefront of the digital landscape.